You have reached Atheist Republic voicemails. God may not be listening to you, but the citizens of the Atheist Republic are. Leave us a voicemail on atheistrepublic.com for a chance to have your message broadcast to our followers worldwide. Send us your opinions, stories, advice, or concerns. Together, we'll build a platform for atheist voices all around the globe.
Hi, I'm an atheist from India, and I'm from a Hindu Brahmin family. But the reason that I decided to be an atheist at the age of 23 was that I am a graduate in sciences and I'm doing post-graduation in business. So I'm more of a logical person, and because of the recent incidents that have been happening in my family led me to believe there is no God. Because according to me, if there was a God, there won't be any misery in our lives. And I have seen that a lot of people are suffering, a lot of people are sleeping out there in cold, homeless, they don't have food. If God was there, why everybody is not equal? Why everybody has to work their way up and have to work hard to be at a certain position or to even have a meal for a day? According to me, being an atheist in a Brahmin family is a really difficult task, because Brahmins are really religious people. But my family has been really supportive to me. We all are non-vegetarians, but Brahmins don't eat non-veg. They are very open-minded, my family, but they still believe in God. It's really strange for me that these are the people that don't believe in Santa Claus but does believe in existence of God. So I sometimes feel alone, and I don't openly come out in front of people and tell them that I don't believe in God. And when I found this community online, I felt like I'm not alone. I follow Atheist Republic on Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube as well. And I have seen different people with different opinions, and I feel connected to them in one way or another. So I think that these people are the people in front of whom I can be myself. When I was religious, I used to think, okay, I used to have a really laid back attitude that, okay, if I'm not able to do that, or I'm not able to do this, God is going to help me, everything would be done. But God is not there. You have to do everything on your own eventually. It's just that people who don't know how to be good, they need to be guided by an invisible person to be good and to follow his teaching. But atheists are the people who are good, or who do good thing to other people, not because they want to go to hell or not because they want to go to heaven, but for their own self, because they want to help people. And the concept of having hell and heaven, I don't care about that. But I used to think that, okay, if there is a hell, I would prefer to go in hell, because it's going to have really cool people over there. And same thing I heard on your channel as well. It was so funny and it was so relatable, and I feel so safe, and I feel so I feel really free to discuss or to tell my opinion out loud in front of you all. So to the other people who are listening to me, you guys are not alone, and I also feel the same now. So thank you so much, Atheist Republic, for that.
Hello, myself, an atheist from India. My locality is West Bengal, and I was born in a Hindu family. It's a very liberal family. So from very childhood to I'm atheist, and it has no problem with our family, with our society, with our close neighbors. So actually there is no problem of being atheist. So because my father and mother raised me in a very liberal environment. But the problem is that recently I found in Arvind YouTube video from the Atheist Republic that he actually posted a picture of Sexy Kali, and some of Hindus from India actually complained against that. The problem is that I have never raised in such a way where just for posting a Sexy Kali, one should criticize that person. There is no place of this kind of intolerance in Hinduism. And my because why I speak for Hinduism, because I have read something, some philosophical idea from my parents or from my friends or from scripture also. I don't think atheism has is punishable in Hinduism. So from the both the point of view of from liberal Hinduism or Vedanta philosophy or atheist, my atheist knowledge, it is posting a Sexy Kali is not at all offensive. So that means there is some sort of radicalization in our Hindu community also, like the Islamic or like mainly the radicalization in Islam religion. So, and that is due to the encouragement of our present ruling party in our India. Everyone knows about that. So we are very much, and we and I also very much concerned about that, because that political party inciting some sort of violence, communal violence by preaching the Hinduism in the wrong way. That is not Hinduism, that is called Hindutva. So I want to join this atheist community such that I can educate people, Hindu people, mostly of Hinduism, the wrong superstition, belief in Hinduism, the wrong culture, the wrong behavior of Hindu people. So please grant my request to join, to let me join in this in this atheist republic community. And moreover, my target is to make people leave their religion. So I want to also contribute in Atheist Republic community such that I can do this job like the Muslim people always do to convert people, other peoples to their religion. So it is our noble duty to actually point out the various wrongdoings in any religion, specifically Islam, such that they can get escape from this very religious very dogmatic religious culture. And I think that it as a human being, it is as an humanist, it is our noble duty to make them believe that there is no place of religion in our society. Thank you.
Hello friend, this is Dr. Bikram, the Dr. Bikram Harjan from Allahabad University. I'm assistant professor here. The Allahabad falls into the India. I'm from speaking from India. Dear friend, I would like to say my thoughts regarding God. I believe that there is no God at all in the world. And in the context of India, if you see the death of Dalits, if you see the death of OBC, ST, ST minority, why these are the deaths? If there is a God, why this God is not coming to save this life of these people? Every day, each and every day, Dalit women are being raped, Dalit person are being burnt by the upper caste people. You see, there are so many poverty people who are dying every day. If there is a God, why the God is not coming to save the life of these people? Take the example of Kedarnath, take the example of Makkah and Medina, take the example of the various temples where so many people has been died. due to congestion of the due to crowd of this kind of thing. So why God is not coming? Take the example of many example, the rainy season which happened in our country during the Kedarnath. Now so many people have been dying due to this rain. Even the God has been God had been also washed away. The God has no power to save his or her temple itself. That the God Lord Shiva has been passed away. The Lord Shiva has been idol has been washed away. Why this God is not coming to save himself? Why this God is not coming to save herself? If there is a God, where is the God now? The question is that why they are not coming to in front of us? I would like to ask personally, if there is a God. See, I am a professor here. I am assistant professor here. Since my childhood, I was not following the injunctions or the ideas of God. Because I believe, at least from the class 10th, I started believing that there is no God. Because I am seeing every day, the people are dying, the small children are dying, the ST people are dying. But nobody has come. Now the corona period is going on. In corona period, in India, 70,000 people has been died, mostly the poor people. So where is the God now? Why God is not coming? If God is, if we are equal before the God, why there is race? If are equal before the God, why we are a black? If we are a daughters and sister or children of the God, then why God play a victim role? You see, take the example of Africa, where the black people are dying in the name of race, in the name of race, in the name of color. Why God is not coming to save this kind of, why God is not giving the punishment to the white people? You see, in the white people are every time trying to curse the black people. So why, if God is there, why God is not coming to save this kind of life? You take the example of Arab countries. In the name of religion, you see many Muslim women has been raped, burnt by these people. Now, why if there is a God in Islam, there is a God concept in a prophet, why prophet is not coming to save the life of this woman? In India, there are so many women from early to the various category of a woman, whether rich or a poor. So, but the God is not coming to save. My question is, friend, to you people, why God, if there is a God, why God is not coming to save the life of the people, save the life of the earth, save the life of common people? That means there is no God at all. There is no God at all. And this is a superstition. This is a conspiracy by the state. The God has created by the state. The state played a very negative role. From since the ancient time, the God has been created by the state. And therefore, historians played a very negative role. The historian accepted the fact that God is existed. Each and every historical writing will find that God has been existed in the writing of this. This historian embedded in the mind of the common people. And therefore, there is so many temples there. So friends, let me tell you, this is the wrong. And God has been.
Please consider supporting us by sharing the podcast with your fellow heathens or donating by going to atheistrepublic.com and clicking on support. Subscribe to Atheist Republic voicemails on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And please leave us a review.